Psalm 52, Preface. Neither unwise nor unprofitable would it be to make an adage of the words of David, and to repeat them daily, saying, "The goodness of God endureth continually." The compassions of the Lord fail not, they are new every morning, and great is his faithfulness. The fountain of God's mercy is not exhausted, neither indeed can be. His mercy is like unto a well of living water, which flows daily and abundantly, and cannot run dry. With this mercy and faithfulness of the Lord, let us comfort our souls in good days and evil, in prosperity and adversity, in life and in the hour of death. And let us not despair, however evil and perilous our days may be. A patron and friend, true and kind, is our God. Our dangers and needs are not hid from him, and never more will he leave us without counsel or help, though we cry unto him 70 times a day, provided we trust his mercy and do not doubt his faithfulness. Though a woman forget her sucking child, yet the Lord will not forget his own. He will comfort them as one is comforted by his mother. Yea, when father and mother forsake us, the Lord will take us up. Trusting under the shadow of his wings, let us cheerfully say, "Whether we live or die, we are the Lord's." David's complaint over the treachery of Doeg. To the chief musician, Maskil, a psalm of David, when Doeg the Edomite came and told Saul, and said unto him, "David is come to the house of Ahimelech." Why boastest thou thyself in mischief, O mighty man? The goodness of God endureth forever. Thy tongue devises mischiefs, like a sharp razor, working deceitfully. Thou lovest evil more than good, and lying rather than to speak righteousness, Selah. Thou lovest all devouring words, O thou deceitful tongue. God shall likewise destroy thee forever. He shall take thee away, and pluck thee out of thy dwelling place, and root thee out of the land of the living, Selah. The righteous also shall see and fear, and shall laugh at him. Lo, this is the man that made not God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches, and strengthened himself in his wickedness. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever, and I will praise thee forever, because thou hast done it, and I will wait on thy name, for it is good before thy saints. Summary. The title of this psalm states the occasion on which it was made and the subject of which it treats. Doeg, the Edomite, betrayed unto Saul that David, when fleeing out of the land of Judah, received bread and a sword from Ahimelech, the priest of the Lord, and so Doeg brought about the shedding of much innocent blood. This treacherous Edomite is a sample of wicked counselors who slander the guiltless and cause the oppression of the innocent. Doeg's followers are the tale-bearers and slanderers who betray others and blacken the character of their neighbors. Though such false tongues may prevail for a while, they shall at last fare as Doeg did. They shall be taken away and plucked out of their dwelling and rooted out of the land. But of the righteous, this psalm says, "Though slandered by the wicked and betrayed by false friends, he shall yet thrive in the house of God like a green olive tree." Prayer. Lord, thou righteous and almighty God, remember thy weather-beaten and tempest-tossed church on this earth. Restrain her enemies, destroy their wiles, and hinder their violence. Preserve thy saving truth to us and our children, and grant us to praise thee with gladsome hearts, now in the church militant, and forever in the church triumphant. Amen.